Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know as well, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you're over there on social media platforms right now, there's some technicality issues going on. Do hang on a second. Hopefully they're going to be posted. They work on some platforms and the others they're not. We're probably being meddled with once again. I don't know. I'm waiting for information. But do check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over there, friends, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and what you'll do is you'll find a page there to find us on our Rumble stream and our live feed there. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. As you well know, friends, we have been taken unlawfully down by YouTube, who deems it their position to go ahead and tell us and you as to who you can listen to and as to who it is that you cannot listen to. sonsoflibertyradio.com. As well, friends, when you're over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, also check out our live feeds on the right side of the page. 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Again, combating the lies in the mainstream media. 10 to 15 articles. With that said, friends, also subscribe on that page. When you get a moment, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And you will see us as it's loading here right now. You will find a live stream there as well. So do check us out. Join us on Top Chat when you get a moment. In between now and then, friends, we have much to talk about. I have the morning show host Tim Brown joining us in just a couple of minutes because of what's taking place or what has taken place in Miami. Now, for those that have not seen this and you're on a social media platform, great. If not, again, if you're listening to us in the one of 153 cities, also check that out, friends, in the sense of you'll go ahead and get my narration along with what I'm showing people on social media platforms. But if you go over to the Daily Mail, .com, the UK, it's interesting how foreigners have to actually promote and promulgate this information because it's withheld here in the States, not so much as for any other reason outside of what Tim's going to share with you in just a couple of minutes, because the correlation, folks, you want to talk about a smoking gun? Well, we'll see if there's a correlation there or not. But let me just tee this up. I'm not going to give you all the information. I'm putting a little salt on your tongue right now. But if you're on social media platforms, you can actually see, friends, online right now on social media platforms, the firefighters that are actually fighting off or actually removing rubble to get the folks that fell with this building in Miami Beach. It's the Surfside near Miami Beach, Florida, and the building just caved in. Why? Nobody really knows at this point, but I'm just scrolling the pictures of the people that lived there and as to what transpired. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I'm going to show you some video of this building in Miami Beach just collapsing for no other reason than collapsing. Or, again, at least that's what we're being told right now, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play this, if it allows me to play this. And, of course, I didn't have any problems with this before it was time to actually go live. And now I'm having issues with it. But we'll go ahead and play this. Everything's froze up, it seems like. Going back, still trying to refresh the page. We will get down to the bottom line, and we will go ahead and give it a shot again so you can actually see this video. Hey, friends, let me tell you this. If you ever want to know and you want to live spiritual warfare, I am telling you, we live spiritual warfare every step of the way in this life. There is no question about it. And it reminds me of what Charles Spurgeon rightly said when he said that. If you think that the devil's going to give up a foot, he goes, you better think again, because he is going to war you every step of the way. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a video that I want to show you right now that for some reason or another will not pull up on my site. And it's a picture, it's a video of the building dropping just out of nowhere. Now, let me see if I can go over to this other outlet and pull it up. And, of course, that's all blocked out too, mysteriously, friends. I just want to say the powers that are tolerated, those that are continuously censoring and suppressing our information. Listen, we're on to you, man. I mean, we've been on to you guys for a long time. And for all these pages just to collapse when we go on live radio is very telling. So, again, friends, if you ever think for one moment that this stuff is not real, and I'm talking about spiritual warfare, I was talking to a guy earlier, and it was interesting. He said that, you know, it's funny. He goes, this doesn't usually happen this way. And I stopped him right in the middle of it, and I said, this is the story of my life. This never happens. The computer goes down. We don't know why it's going down. So let me go over here. I think I finally got it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the video of this Miami Beach apartment building collapsing without no explanation to this point. But go ahead. Check this out if you're on social media platforms and watch this building just collapse. Now, why would that building fall in such a fashion as that? It looks more like a demolition, friends, is what it looks like. It looks like a demolition. And I'm going to let it play out again. This is a Miami Beach apartment building collapsing. Why? We have no idea, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and refresh that page again. And I want you to see this if it pulls up again. And we're going to go ahead and show you that building, that apartment building in Miami Beach, collapsing just in the middle of the night. Can you make this kind of stuff up? You really can't. These are other video cameras that are obviously picking up this collapse concerning this Miami Beach apartment. But I'm going to go ahead and play that again so you can check it out. And then Tim will explain more as to the correlation between this building and some other major events that have taken place in the last couple of days. I think some of you people are going to probably get a chill up your spine as to the correlation that we believe that we have found. But again, this is a Miami Beach apartment building collapsing just out of nowhere. And again, friends, it's going to make a lot more sense on the other side. We're going to pull up the morning show host, Tim Brown, in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We will be back right on the other side of this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just a typical day here in the ministry, just bearing down on what's going on as far as technical problems here. And again, it's just another life, another day in the life and times of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If the warfare wasn't there, friends, you got to ask the question, are you even in the will of God? And I'm telling you what, it gets quite frustrating at times. I want to show this picture one more time, this video actually, of this Miami building collapsing out of nowhere. I'm going to go ahead and refresh that page once again for you. And I want you to see it if you're on social media platforms so you can understand the information that Tim is about ready to share with you in just a moment. This happened in the middle of the night, by the way. So go ahead and let that... There you go. You can see it just falling out in the middle of the night. Just falls to the ground for absolutely no reason that we know of at this point. No reason whatsoever. Okay. Well, earlier this morning, I get a phone call from Tim, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com morning show, and he had shared with me, Bradley, I cannot even believe this. I got chills up and down my spine. I said, what is it? So I got Tim Brown, morning show host, on with me right now. Welcome to the show, Tim. Why don't you go ahead and share with the people as to the information that you released to me this morning concerning the possible correlation between this building falling to the ground in the middle of the night, which looks like a demolition, compared to some more information that you're now finding out. Go ahead and share it with us all.
Yeah, and real quickly, let me chime in on what's going on with Facebook, because we obviously have some people who are watching what's going on Facebook. They're on there, they're commenting. But I have opened up our Facebook page in three browsers. You've opened up on yours, and that feed is not going out to us. So it's not just that they're not notifying people. I believe they're somehow systematically turning it off to certain people or certain parts of the country or something. Because people are on that feed, but neither you nor I can see that feed on our page. So it's really strange thing.
Well, that should explain again as to why the numbers are now knocked down another three quarters from what they usually are concerning how they've been knocked down. And again, it just, Tim, one of the things that I reiterate here, and I think you probably do as well in the morning, is this attack isn't just on me and you, this show, this media resource, these outlets that we share with the people. This is an attack on the American people, because if they can shut down and they can censor and suppress our information, that means the attack's on them as well. I mean, we are what stands between them and their freedoms. And if they want to stand back and say, well, that's just too bad. Well, you need to understand, friends, and I say this with all due respect, but this is all aimed at you. That's another one of those signs, those warning signs that are falling to the ground as tyranny continuously takes a foothold in this country. So either we're going to stand up and shut this illegality down concerning censorship, or it's going to continue on. That is up to you, my friends. But I want to make clear that this is just not about zeroing in on Bradley and Tim every day of the week. No, this is zeroing in on you and your God-given rights. So anyways, with that said, Tim, go ahead and say on.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Yesterday when I filled in for you, this was kind of coming out in the news. It was a pretty big deal on the news yesterday, this building falling down. And so I covered the first show, part of the show with that. And I was showing, it looks like maybe explosions that happen on some of the lower levels of the building there. And so I covered that, and then I covered the fact that, the news was that John McAfee had committed suicide, which all of his words, all of his attorney's words, all of his wife's words were, this was not in his mind. He was saying the exact opposite of that. And so he just hours before, he'd been set to be extradited to the U.S. on a bunch of these trumped up charges because they want their pound of flesh, they want their money, their tax money, and everybody gets up, who should be paying it? Instead of asking, why are any of us paying federal income taxes? But in any case, a friend of mine sent me a short little video today, and there was a tweet in it, and it's on the article that I put out called Was the Miami Building That Collapsed Related to John McAfee and his Death? And one of the things that I did was I just kind of looked at the tweet itself, because as far as I could tell, there was like one picture that somebody had that looked like it was taken off their phone, and then there was this tweet here. This tweet is not in John McAfee's Twitter account. It's not showing there. And what I did was I just simply said, you can look at the writing. The writing is bolded. And here's what it says. If anything ever happens to me, please know that the 31 terabytes of files I have are located on hard drives in my condo near 88th Street and Collins Avenue, just north of Miami Beach. This was put June 8, 2021 at 10:03 in the morning. Now, I say it's allegedly by him because, one, I can't verify it was on his account. He could have had it there and deleted it. That's possible. But one of the things I noticed was the words are really bold more than they are, say, in the example that I gave from my Twitter account, which was for the show yesterday. And that, like I say, it could be or couldn't be. So I went to Wayback Machine. Somebody had took several screenshots, about five screenshots over the past couple of days on there, which should have brought his account up so we could have seen that. None of those would pull up for whatever reason. Now, the guy's a pretty smart guy, but he's a pretty bold guy, too. To come out and say my condo and give the address of where you got all this stuff seems like a pretty gutsy move. So my thought was maybe somebody made this up like people make up memes.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make a point that this building didn't fall on its own any more than this guy killed himself. Mm-hmm. And so I leave that as something that's open. And I say at the end of the article, somebody can go and click on the contact button. If you got something a little more definitive than just that right there, I'd be happy to see it, and I'll put it in with the article. But there's a lot of chatter on that this is an actual tweet, that this was a tweet that he had out, several, what would it be, probably 2 weeks ago. And but where I took it was, was the fact that he did have a tweet where he clipped that I can barely, very simply identify, where he said he had 31 terabytes of data from the government. And there's a video, it's in the article, it's about a two-minute portion of an interview he did with Vice, and he tells, I'm guessing, where he got that information, because what he says is, when they came after him in Belize, and they came after him because a neighbor of his was killed, and they wanted to, to arrest him, but they never charged him, and he went to the U.S. Embassy. And when he got to the U.S. Embassy, he was told he was not allowed inside, even though he's a U.S. citizen. And the order came from the highest levels, which at that time would have been Hillary Clinton and the State Department. And he said, so I was a little ticked off, and I got a bunch of laptops, and I loaded up my spyware, and I gave them to a bunch of government secretaries. And so whenever they connected to the system, he basically said, I owned the U.S. government, you know, computer system there. That was his words. And he was able to retrieve a lot of information, but he said he was really going in there to see whether or not they had set him up, see if there was information that he had been set up. And he said, I never found it, but boy, I found a whole bunch of other stuff. And so, yeah, that two-minute section tells you kind of what's going on there. But the address is the same one as this particular building that collapsed from the tweet. But again, I asked, why would he do that? And if he didn't do it, why would somebody put that out with that on there? And again, if the truth is that he had the information stored in this building, if that's the case, then it makes all the sense in the world that the next logical step that will happen from this building is all of it will be destroyed.
Yeah, of course.
Just like they did with Sandy Hook and what was the other the place out in New Mexico?
Yeah, the whole terror camp that they had set up there. The FBI came in when it started getting hot. The FBI came in and basically destroyed all of the damaging evidence concerning the camp itself.
Yeah.
And this is nothing new. I mean, we can go back to Sandy Hook. We can talk about how they destroyed that. I mean, if you put that in the light of day and concerning the facts that we're trying to highlight right now, how come they didn't tear down Columbine? They reopened up Columbine, and we know that there was 13 people killed there. Why Sandy Hook? Why was it demolished? This is going back to what you're talking about right now in New Mexico. Why was it demolished? Because there was evidence in the contrary exposing the fact that there was, without a shadow of a doubt, a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. And you know, let's go back to Mr. McAfee, if that's his name.
McAfee.
Let's go back to Mr. McAfee real quick here. I mean, the guy was pretty outspoken. He even put whack. He even got a tattoo put on his arm called, or it said whacked on his arm. I mean, he was being threatened by the government. He told us over and over and over again. And was he a threat to the government? There's no question about it. Folks, I'm going to take a hard break. I got Tim Brown, morning show host for Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com with me right now. And we're just talking about the correlation between Mr. John McAfee and that of the building that just fell down in Miami that we're trying to make sense out of. We'll be right back after this break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I strongly believe that most people don't want to leave home, and when they do, it is because either they are fleeing some harm But because they cannot provide for the basic necessities of their family.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in El Paso, Texas today on her visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris again saying she's trying to truly tackle immigration and deal with why illegal immigrants are leaving Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries of Central America. The mayor of Miami-Dade says officials still have hope they will find survivors from the partial collapse of a high-rise condo near Miami Beach. At least four people are dead and 159 others are unaccounted for as crews search. Rescuers continue to focus on an area where sounds were heard. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Justice Department is suing Georgia over its new voting laws, alleging it violates federal voting rights. Georgia's Election Integrity Act, which was passed on a party-line vote and signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp in late March, contains a slew of changes to election laws in the state. Worth noting, the law does expand early voting. Microsoft says their latest operating system will be available later in 2020.
Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead. I got Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com morning show with me right now, and we're talking about the possible correlation between the building, by the way, which was just highlighted through the mainstream media, which is good, and that of John McAfee and his alleged suicide that just took place in Spain here. So I'm going to go ahead and play this audio of John McAfee, and I want you to go ahead and weigh out as to what's going on here.
That's all that matters to me.
Did you think Trump was going to be president?
Yes, I hoped he was, actually, because the alternative was not very palatable to me.
Did you think
he... I will not tell you why, because it will implicate me in horror.
Sounds like you're asking me to inquire, but I'm not going to.
I am, actually, because I'm not sure I'm going to say it or not.
Well, it sounds like you're egging me on to ask you. I want to respect your privacy.
I am, actually, because I'm not sure I will say it. I've never said it ever. Ever.
Well, if you
in 6 years since I left Belize have I ever stated why.
Do you want to?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then, you're welcome.
Okay, so when I went on the run in Belize, I had friends in the U.S. Embassy in Belize.
John McAfee.
Coming down. I'm not stupid. I had arranged with the head of security. I was going to come in. He said, sir, we have it from the highest authority. We are not to allow you entry into the U.S. Embassy. Understand me. Who was the highest authority of the State Department? Hillary Clinton. I'm an American citizen with a f***ing American passport. I'm sorry. I'm not wanted in America. I've got no crimes in America. Is it not a reason to say, I don't think I'm going to vote for you?
And yet you're here now.
For a month and a half, I was on the run. The reason that the government wanted to collect me was that after they had raided my property in 2012 in the jungle, shot my dog, abused me, destroyed $500,000 worth of my property over a bogus charge, I was pissed off. And so I donated to many secretaries within the government laptop computers, really nice ones that were preloaded with viral spyware. Within a week, the entire government computer system was under my control. I was watching, monitoring, listening. I was looking for information that they had set me up for that raid.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't find it. I did find out that the Minister of National Defense was the largest drug trafficker in all of Central America.
Yeah.
And the Minister of Immigration, the largest human trafficker.
Yeah.
We don't want to get killed by them either, so we're probably not going to
share that. That's fine.
It was getting a little hot in John McAfee's compound, so we decided to step outside.
Cheers.
Okay, so you know what, Tim, just with seeing that, Tim had actually told me to play this during the break. Just with what he said right there is enough for us to understand exactly what's going on right now. So what would you add to or take away from what we just observed here, Tim?
I think that he obviously had a lot of stuff on him. And he's been telling people for some time. This isn't the first time people have heard of John McAfee. I mean, he's come out and explained, I made mention of it yesterday when the San Bernardino shooters had went there, had alleged, you know, to shot the place up at a Christmas party. And the FBI was saying, oh, we can't get into the phone, so we need, you know, Apple to create this back door and blah, blah, blah. And he's basically saying, look, as soon as you create a back door to anything, you open it up for any hackers, everybody's going to find it. And he told him, he said, but I can get a hacker team, and in 3 weeks we can crack it. But we're just going to do that one phone. We're not going to do something that goes with everybody's phone. We'll get the information for you if that's what you want. And they wouldn't take him up on his offer.
Of course
and,
not.
And that's because he's been exposing their tyranny. And
it's interesting, Tim. When I do my assembly program or my lyceum, when I share this information with people, when I tell them concerning my firsthand experiences as to how the feds are the ones that are trafficking the cocaine into America, which, by the way, we've known this for decades in this country. You can even go online, friends, and look at the planes that have crashed, the CIA planes with 4 tons of cocaine being spilt over on the side of the mountain. This is all the government doing this. John McAfee just said that, you know, human trafficking is coming from these organizations. Of course they are. Because whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. This guy right here, and that was the first time I watched that, Tim, this guy right here is a threat to, this is what Americans claim they want. Well, John McAfee was bringing that information. Now what did the American people do? Well, for the most part, they'll blow it off, say it's a conspiracy theory. When in fact, you got it firsthand. He said he oversaw this. He's seen everything. He was controlling the whole system, and he began to expose what the government was a part of and what they were responsible for. But again, the American people just throw it off as a conspiracy theory to their own demise. But we have the information. What are we going to do with it?
Well, that's the thing. The people are going to have to get out of the mindset that voting is going to straighten things out, and especially
that's
voting
right.
In D.C. is going to straighten it out. It's not going to happen there. It's going to happen at the local level. You know, I'm almost, this is me, this is my personal opinion, I'm almost convinced that the states just need to take back their sovereignty and tell D.C. to take a hike. Say, if you think you can live off of your Weimar Republic money printing and lawlessness the way you're doing things, then you go right ahead out there. But we're getting out of this. We want none of this. We didn't sign up for this. We didn't agree to this. And you usurped your authority long enough, we're going to cut you off. But the states are going to have to get some backbone, and that's going to take the people to come in and to start speaking the truth to their representatives, both locally and at state level, and get a handle on it that way. If you don't do it that way, you're not another rally in D.C.
Yes.
You're just going to be part of another WWE match, just like a January the 6th. And I'm not picking on people for going up there. They innocently believed they were going up there to, you know, protest election fraud, and rightly so. But it didn't accomplish anything except you getting pulled into the net that they had set for you. And And so the work has got to happen there locally and at the state. You're going to have to do that.
I just shared this information, and this is live radio. This is what live radio is for. I was just sharing this information with somebody that was blowing the horn on, you know, this attorney and Mr. Pillow guy and them going out there doing another rally, supporting the establishment that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of. I just simply asked the question. I proposed the question. I said, can you just do me one favor? Can you not see the cycle of this year after year after year after year? What is it that these guys, these new guys are that are sick and tired of the establishment? What are they doing different than the last guys that were sick and tired of the establishment? What have they done? How have they advanced freedom here? They haven't. And it's the same thing with the cycle. It's just circular reasoning. It's the dog that keeps chasing its tail and it never breaks free. Americans, again, just am I frustrated with it? Of course I am. I'm sure you are. Where does it get to the point where you say enough is enough? Because I believe that many of these people that are leading up these new rallies without a shadow of a doubt in my mind are nothing more or nothing less than appointed controlled opposition to keep the sheep in line. And it goes for politics. It goes for the church. It goes for, you know, pop stars and movie stars keeping people, you know, everybody in check and everybody in fear to, you know, actually do something more than the other guys done. But the media and the mainstream media and, you know, corrupt politicians, what have they done, Tim? They keep browbeating people to make an example out of them. But what happens when Americans as a whole have gotten sick and tired of it and they say, well, you go ahead and do your worst? I mean, the greatest fear that these people have are the men and the women that have nothing to lose. And until we get to that point, this is going to continue on. But, Tim, I just had to highlight the fact that I was castigating an individual for that same mindset. The guy goes from one part of the United States to another part of the United States to go see the rerun play over for the 50th time over the last 10 years. And it just sickens me to the core. It really does.
Well, that's right. And so I think this is part of the thing. This is what I draw from somebody like John McAfee. I mean, because obviously, he's not an upstanding moral kind of guy here, and we've seen that in his lifestyle. But when it comes to the stuff he was dealing with in this case, you know, he knew it and he spoke out on it and he took a stand on it. And you know, I can say the same thing for people like Edward Snowden or Julian Assange. I mean, they didn't care what the political party was or where the chips fell. They just dumped the information. And what has Julian Assange got for it? He's gotten separated from his family. He's got put, now he was in an embassy, you know, his health failing there, I guess, somewhat. And then now he's put into a cage. We hardly hear anything about him from anybody in the media. And, you know, I've got video where Joe Biden called him a terrorist. I've got video where people across and the political spectrum and people on Fox News and all these others were coming out and saying he needs to have a bullet put in his head. And I'm sitting here going, these people are not American. Yeah. They're not American in that. I mean, this guy was exposing the crimes of our government. And instead of the people rising up and saying, let that guy speak and let us do justice to those who are committing crimes against us, well, many of them fell right in line and said, nope. He's a traitor, and they took on the
Trump
propaganda.
Did the same. Trump did the same thing, Tim. He did the same exact thing. Yep.
Yeah, he loved WikiLeaks before he was president, and then after he's president, he goes, "Who's WikiLeaks? What's Julian Assange? What?" Yep. He played that game, and people forget that they have a short memory because what they want to do is defend their political jersey, or let's just put it how it is, their political idol. They want to defend that idol, and if you put your hands on the golden calf, man, you're going to draw back a nub from those people. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Which you'd think would bother every single one of these little stooges that play up to them. That for the life of me, I don't understand. But if you go back to 1 Kings 13:33, there it is again. They're appointed stooges. They're appointed clowns in the circus of politics to keep the people entertained and distracted from what really matters. I'm actually, while you're speaking right now, I got Tim Brown, sonsoflibertyradio.com, show host for the morning show, with me right now. And we're talking about John McAfee and the building that dropped and the correlation that we're finding, and I'm talking about the building in Miami Beach that just unexpectedly fell to the ground, which looks like a demolition. And we're just talking about the obvious here as to what's taking place here. And by the way, if you're on social media platforms right now, you can actually see where John McAfee had a tattoo put whacked on his arm. We're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, morning show host with me right now. We're talking about the situation concerning the Miami building that mysteriously collapsed and the correlation between that building and John McAfee. I got a caller. I actually had a couple, and folks, don't feel that I'm overlooking those phone calls, because I'm not, because I just got to get, you know, what we can get into the show during the time allotted. This is your show, and I want to reiterate the point that this is your show. So if you would, go ahead, give us a call back. If not, that's okay, too. And I just wanted to let you know that I do see you out there. But we do have Sal calling in from – oh, well, Sal just hung up now. So sorry about that, Sal. You just hung up, brother. I'll take Tim back. Tim, let's bring about the correlation. We got one more segment. And I'm right now strolling across John McAfee's his texts, his tweet. His Facebook, or I'm sorry, his social media platforms and the things that he's been saying. I just played the audio, and then I also played the video of the building collapsing without explanation at this point. So, again, if you want to add anything, we got about 8 minutes to do that. Let's go ahead and kill it.
Yeah, that's a good words to use there. This is a guy, and this is what I would put to people who might even be leaning on the fence that there's that he was suicidal. I mean, do you believe the Mockingbird media that lies to you continually?
Or do you believe the guy who's, you know, he's living his life, and he says, if I hang myself a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine? Or later he comes along and, you know, he talks about he's getting subtle messages from the U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. And he gets this tattoo.
Exactly. Yep, yep.
So who are people going to believe? Are they going to believe the media that always lies to them? Or are they going to believe a guy who, as far as I know, I haven't heard him put out any lies about the things that he's talked about?
Yeah.
What's interesting, too, is his wife says the same thing.
Yeah.
She said his last words to me were, I love you, I'll call you in the evening. Those words are not the words of someone who is suicidal.
Yeah, there's nothing about him that looks suicidal to me, Tim. Common sense comes into play here, and I think sometimes we overemphasize the obvious when we don't need to do that. And I'm not suggesting or alluding that's what you're doing now, but I think we spend too much time on that. This all reminds me of, if you remember right, remember the Dark Alliance with Gary Webb? Remember that guy? And remember, he was the guy that was exposing the CIA trafficking and the involvement in the Contra cocaine trafficking to fund it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember that? Remember they found him, and of course, he was going through the whole process of being harassed by the government, threatened by the government, and he was an investigative reporter who went on all these television shows, and before you knew it, he shot himself in the head with a shotgun two different times, and that was his version of suicide, and they sold that to the people on a global basis, and of course they just let that one slide too. I mean, this is just the beginning of the stories that we're supposed to accept. I mean, if we really wanted to dive into how we continuously see the same cycle of insanity concerning what they sell to people, I mean, look at the deaths around the likes of the I'm thinking of Billy and Hillary Clinton. Just all the suicides that allegedly happened around them. I mean, what is there, 200 to 250 dead bodies around that couple and that administration, that criminal administration? And look at the majority of them, how they just fell off the planet. And the way they did it was over and over again. They sold us that they were committing suicide. I mean, it's so irrational, but they want the people to believe the irrational. And it reminds me of what Adolf Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the more the people believe it, and that's exactly what it seems to be that the people are drinking in when it comes to the lies that are being sold to them.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, to tie it back in with the building again, the only thing I was trying to do was address something that started up in a chatter, and that's this tweet from him that's alleged to be from him. Again, I can't find it on his Twitter account. I can't find it in the Wayback Machine or any of that. But several people have. And I mean, quite a bit of people have put it out there. That doesn't make it true, folks. But I do find it ironic that he had garnered this information somewhere, or at least it was. And I tell you, it fits a lot of the stuff that seems to take place, you know, previously that we've talked about, the way these guys work, the real terrorists in our government, the way they work, and how they clean
exactly
up behind themselves, if you will. Yeah, the way they clean up behind themselves. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out to actually be true. I guess we're never going to know that this side of heaven unless somebody comes out with, you know, the 31 terabytes of information. But I got a feeling this guy, being the way he was, there's no way he stored it in one place. He put it in probably several different places. He was a pretty smart guy. And that's why I kind of questioned him giving them the address of where it would be, where they could find it. But
right.
I can see the cleanup in the same way as I did Sandy Hook, the New Mexico stuff.
Of
or
course.
Any of the other, you know, the 9/11.
Oklahoma City bombing,
9/11.
Yeah, I mean, folks, do you suppose, Tim, that the people realized that after September 11th that all of that carnage was actually transported to China right away?
Yep.
Do you think they know that? Of course. Do you think that they knew that there was live footage of a Tomahawk missile hitting the Pentagon? Or should we just overlook that and take the narrative that the mainstream media gives us, regardless of the fact that we have the video now? I mean, truth is stranger than fiction to the American people. Listen, I tell the American people this because I love them, not because I hate them. John 7:7, Psalm 109. And it's like you got to wake up to your own reality. And as I was sharing with you, Tim, this morning, it's like the people just don't want to live in the reality of things, because if they do, then they have to respond to it. Well, guess what? That's why you're being judged, is because you're refusing to obligate yourself to keep the commandments that the Lord has bestowed upon us, to remain a free people. So I got a video here from the New York Post, Tim, on your article, and your last article was the Miami building that collapsed related to John McAfee and his death. You go down just a little bit. It's by George Fitzgibbon. Is that worthy of airplay?
I don't see the particular video that you're talking about.
Okay, well, it's just right. If you look at your article right now, you just scroll down just a little bit. It's the first video there, June 23rd, 2021, 3:29 p.m.
Okay, it's not even coming up on mine, so I don't...
I just want to make sure there's no expletives in it.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just hold off on that then, just to play it safe. Yeah, but
yeah,
one of the things, too.
That.
No, that's okay. I also wanted to share with the people, just being candid here. When Tim first shared this information with me this morning, I said, I want to make sure that there's no speculation. Because when we begin to open the door to speculation, that's when people begin to look at you and question your credibility. That was one of the things that we always make sure here on the Sons of Liberty, both morning show and afternoon show, that, folks, it's a closed case. And it's interesting, because if we kept it open, man, we would get phone calls. We would get so many. We'd be inundated with phone calls all day, Tim. We wouldn't even have time to do our show, because everybody wants to weigh in. But what happens when you give them a solid case concerning every point that you make? There's really nothing to respond to, except now you have to respond in truth, because we know that truth demands a response. But I have 2 minutes left here, Tim. I'm going to let you go ahead and dovetail it concerning John McAfee and this building dropping. If there's anything you want to add to, please do it. Let's do it now, brother from another mother.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'm looking for anybody who can maybe help me out in some, because I took a lot of time in looking for just the tweet, just the image of the tweet, because it was in a video. And so if anybody's out there has, you know, a bigger portion of that to where we can see that that was done, I think that would be tremendous. Otherwise, I said, you know, I see it very possible that he had to sort this data somewhere. And he may have had it on him, but I'm thinking with the kind of guy he was, dealing with security and stuff like that, he's probably got it in several places. And I'm sure in the future that stuff's going to be leaked out little by little, or there's going to be a big document dump.
But let me ask you something, Tim, though. Again, this is live radio. When is it? Let me say it this way. How many times has the smoking gun been found in hand of the responsible party, yet the American people still give them a pass? When does it come to the point when you're... Okay, it does, doesn't it? And it gets to the point where you have to stand back and say, in all fairness, through the eyes of God, that Americans deserve what they get when they allow this to happen, because if the American people don't respond to John McAfee now, dying in a Spanish prison, they're going to go ahead and feel free to go ahead and start killing off more of their political opposition, because they're already resting in the fact that the American people are going to do nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's where, you know, I was really stressing that issue on the militia. The people are going to have to do it at the state level. They're going to have to understand they are the enforcers of the law, not the police department, not the federal agencies that have been constructed. But the Constitution says it's the militia who that's the people. The people are to enforce the law, and waiting on corrupt government to investigate itself again, millions of dollars of our expense, is a waste of time. There has to be justice that's brought, and we're the ones to bring it.
Thank you, Brother Tim. Appreciate it. Folks, love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. I've got you for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.